cause you to exercise properly. Lastly, keep laughter a must in your life. If you're going to brave the odds in life, don't watch movies that you have to be holding your sofa by the edge. I like comedy any day. Not because life is already filled with stress. Why am I going to stress myself further by watching something? I don't know. And I'm all stressed up, tangled up. My heart is racing. Just racing. I don't know what's going to happen No, sir. No. What would I be doing that for? Huh? They say it's a thriller. I don't want it. Let it be your thriller. I like a thriller that makes me laugh. Because laughter is like medicine. If you find somebody's face is like a $2 coin, it's because they've been watching the wrong stuff, listening to the wrong stuff. Their ear gate has become a dumpster for Satan. Quit doing that. Quit it for your own sake, not for God's sake. For your own sake, quit doing that. And you begin to see that the world is a better place to live. You feel a sense of lightheadedness come to you. And you begin to enjoy and see the world. You can walk in this world and never see how beautiful green leaf is. How beautiful the grass is. Because you are rushing to pay a bill that has overwhelmed you. You are rushing to pay a doctor's bill that has overwhelmed you. Beyond the doctor's bill, there's life. Beyond every and any other bill, there's life. Don't allow anything to break your power and the will to survive. Keep hope alive. Keep it alive inside you. Every day when you wake up, no matter the pressures of life, make sure there is something you can remind yourself about that can generate laughter. Make yourself happy. David encouraged himself in his own bed. Why not you? Make yourself happy. Amen. Don't save your best meal for Christmas because he may never get to you if you're eating junk. Eat your best meal now, you see Christmas. Praise God. You are here and you are still eating, not like we were eating in the den. Drink things that put vitamins, essential vitamins in your system. Praise God. Somebody said, as for me, I like my one way. So I fry plantain. I just love my one way. You'll stay in your one way. No! But there is a better life. I said, there is a better life. You know, I like meat, but I also like grass. Let me put it frank. I eat salad not because I love it, but because I know I need it in my system. Left with me alone, I'll just eat meat. T-bone steak. Give it to me any day. I'll be your friend. And add some shrimp to it. Praise God. I'll tell you what I like. I know what I like. I'm not going to pretend I told you. So when I come to visit you, don't try and push something down my throat I don't want. Amen. When we were in Bible school, everybody decided, I was doing my diploma in theology in Ghana, everybody decided we're going to become vegetarians. I said, I joined. Now I saw that some people were eating meat secretly. Or eating the beans. I was already like this. I'll show you some of my pictures later on. Like this. And I became a vegetarian. I was losing it fast. After 3 months, I told her, I bail out. I was never born to be a vegetarian. Never. I've been deprived of meat for a long time. I'm going to eat meat. People put pressure on you unnecessarily. Did I come to school to be a vegetarian? I came to school to study theology. Via friendship. You are coerced into becoming something you are not. And you know you are dying inside. When you see somebody eating meat, you look at it. Dear God, you are missing this meat. You know you are missing something. After 3 months, I said, I bail out. They said there are consequences. I said, I will pay whatever it is, but I bail out. You don't have to postpone your joy. Never postpone your joy. When I marry, I'll be happy. That's a lie. Marriage has its own pressures. Enjoy your singlehood now. I maybe if I have children, I'll be happy. When you have a child, you lose sleep. Maybe if I got one more job, I'll just be happy. You find that boss man does not let you sleep a lick on your second job. More pressure. Or maybe if I went to school and got all the degrees lined up, believe you me, I got them. Pressure, isn't it? But does that mean you shouldn't leave? Does that mean you should not pursue higher education? Does that mean you should not pursue higher life? No. It does mean, with God on your side, you can become anything you want to become and do anything you want to do. Praise God. I don't want you to leave here and, no, it was just a shout and an excitement. No. Information leads to revelation. Revelation to discovery. When you discover who you are, nobody sits on your shoulder anymore. Amen. I don't look over my shoulder because I'm an original seed. I am not a carbon copy. I am an original seed. I have an imprint of a father inside me. I am an original seed. I base my originality from my father. Praise God. And by the way, I'm not talking about my earthly father. My heavenly father. He is my source of total supply. Amen and amen. Decide today. Pressure is inevitable. But you will keep laughter in your mouth. You cry a little bit, but laugh more. Amen. I like Akilapa. That small boy. He's not a small boy, he's a grown man. Get some of those. Watch, excite your spirit man, your soul man. Amen. Don't watch something, you be crying all through. I don't like that. You're watching a movie with somebody, you look around, they just wiping tears. I said, what happened? It's just a movie. Ladies, it's not only you who cry, your men too cry. I've seen some vain men crying in the movie hall. But I tell you, I like something that I blast and laugh and cry. I like that. I like that. Stand to your feet, let's pray. Father, we thank you for the teaching.